Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark in the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk a little bit about social media. We've got Dawn Olson here to talk with us, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, and again, on this podcast, we're going to talk to Dawn Olson, and we're going to talk a little bit about social media. Dawn Olson does a lot of the social media for us here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. She's also one of the prime educators, as well as over in the Fitness Center. But now we're going to talk about switching gears a little bit for us. This is social media. It's out there. Everybody's talking about it, from the Facebook to the so let's just give a broad overview. Dawn, what are these different types of social media, and can they help us? What's going on here?
Well, funny, it's one of those questions that I get. Why are all those little boxes at the top of the website page, you know, on the homepage? There's a whole bunch of little boxes. What are those, and what do I do with them? Well, some of them are geared more towards fun. Some of them are very informational, educational. Some of them are inspirational, and some of them are just plain fun. But our main CFWLS website, you're going to find probably six or seven icons up at the top for social media. You're also going to find the little icon for the blog post and the podcasts. Don't disregard those, but do check into some of the social media type sites. Probably one of the first ones that we put into place was our Facebook page. And that's a good place for us to list our blog posts and any store specials. I mean, if you want to know what's going on today here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, check Facebook. That's probably the first place I would go. But it's got all the podcast links, as well as some success stories. It's got recipes, inspirational posts. Really, any information that we want to share on a daily basis goes right there. And in order to find that, you're going to go to Facebook.com and search Weight Loss Dr. Clark. Now, another one that we've had in place for a long time is your Twitter account. Your tweets are short and sweet. They're always fun. They're informative. But once again, they're just very short, and they come out every once in a while, and they're good to feed into. So you're going to want to follow Dr. Clark on Twitter. And in order to do that, you go to Twitter.com and search Doc Weight Loss. Today, we're filming this podcast actually through Google+. It's a Hangout option on Google+, and this site's probably a little meatier, a little more educational than the Facebook one, maybe. We share our blog posts here, as well as, you know, the podcast that we do, any of the YouTube videos that we make. They're all done through Google+ as well. In order to do that, googleplus.com or plusgoogle.com, actually, and then search the Center for Weight Loss Success, Newport News. Now, our Google+ account is tied to our YouTube account, and that's one of the ones that's just really, really fun. It's a great archive of a lot of the videos that we've done in the past. It goes back for years. It covers all of the Slim Down Showdown events that we had, some of our other fun social events. We've got testimonials on there. We've got exercise videos on there, Dr. Clark's. I think some of the Losing at Hampton Roads ones are actually filmed and put in there. A lot of the educational little quick video shots that you've done are housed in there. So
our YouTube site is one of my favorite sites, in that it literally goes back years when I first started doing some of these things. And sometimes when I go back there and see some of those earlier videos, it's like, boy, I'm really dating myself. I don't remember looking that young anymore. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But it also has these little short things. It might be a minute of information, but we've also got these longer ones that may be 15, sometimes 20 minutes, and it's an informational topic thing. So we have lots of different topics, and there's probably almost 200 videos on there now. And so it's over the years we've accumulated those, but there's lots of good information, because pretty much all our videos are informational or fun. Kind of one of the two, and hopefully we mix some of the two together too.
Right, and there's generally at least two new ones that we put on there every week. So the list grows and grows. It's worth checking into every once in a while. I guess one of my favorite social media sites that we have is our Pinterest page. It's really kind of like a bulletin board. It's just full of tips and ideas. It's got some of the educational videos on it. The material's all there and ready to inspire you, and it's all laid out in a really easy to find format. So that's one of the sites that I'd check out if you haven't already been there. Pinterest.com, and you're going to search Center for Weight Loss Success. Tumblr's probably a new one to a lot of you. It's also kind of a blog post format. It's fun, but it's probably our fastest growing site right now too. It offers photos, articles, recipes, you name it. Some of the same information we've got on the other sites goes on there, but it's fun and easy to follow. There isn't an icon for that one on the top of our website, so you'd go to tumblr.com and search CFWLS. Now, LinkedIn is another one that we've been on for a while. How long have you been following LinkedIn?
Oh, probably, I'm going to say a good year and a half. Not that long, but it's probably been long enough that it seems like I'm getting stuff all the time on it. I can't claim that I'm real great about following up on it. I don't truly understand all the ramifications of how to utilize LinkedIn, but I know we have a lot of information on our LinkedIn site.
Right. LinkedIn is a lot of people believe that it's more of a business type site if you're looking for future employment, but there's a lot of great discussion boards. You can belong to different groups. They're more like interest groups, and you'll get the topics that are up for discussion, and you can respond to them. So there's a lot more dialogue in a LinkedIn account. It's a lot of fun. We post articles there, and people that I've never run across before will comment on some of the questions we ask or some of the posts that we put on there. But we also post store specials, other educational information. A lot of different things are on the LinkedIn page too. So there you're going to search for Dr. Clark's Center for Weight Loss Success.
Now, so I don't know, are there more?
There are a couple more, actually. Yeah. Instagram is more of a photo one, and that's another one that's just really fun. That's one that people follow on their phones. It's probably more of the younger generation, I think, that's into the Instagram. But you're going to find fun little inspirational posters that pop up from us every once in a while, or a picture of something yummy that you're going to want to make for dinner. And from there, you get a link to take you to probably to one of our other sites where you'll find the recipe, that kind of thing. But Instagram is one of the more fun options. Now, I'm playing a little bit with Flickr as well. I haven't got that totally set up, and so I can't tell you a lot about it other than it's another one that uses photos. So stay tuned on that one. And then we've got the Foursquare account too that ties into store specials. So if you're in the area, you may notice that your phone bings or whatever with a store special, or when you come in and check in, you may be eligible for a discount or something. Those are really the list of social media sites that we have. But there's another thing that I really am excited to share with you today. We've got a new mobile app for your phone. So if you've got a smartphone, it's available on both the iTunes store as well as, or the App Store, as well as the Google Play. This new app does a whole lot of different things. It really makes contacting us just as easy as a touch of a button. So with this CFWLS app, you can find it on iTunes just using the acronym CFWLS, or you can type in the Center for Weight Loss Success. It'll come up both ways. But on Google Play, you actually have to type it out. It only takes a minute or so to download, and then you've got us at your beck and call, basically. You can contact Kat Williamson or myself directly, either through email or phone from the app. You can request an appointment. You can RSVP to a support group. You can watch a surgical seminar. There's the list of support group topics is on there. The podcasts that we're doing today, in fact, are listed on there. They're going to be on the bottom of the selection bar there. But both the Doc Weight Loss podcasts as well as the Weight Loss Surgery Support or Success podcasts are on there. You can track your weight loss. You can make a photo journey of your weight loss journey. There's recipes down there. I could go on and on, and I'm taking up a lot of time here. But it's a great app, so please check it out. It's fabulous.
It's one of those things, you know, we just started playing with some of these things, so we're kind of novices to some of these. This app is brand new. I would encourage you, just like Dawn said, you know, it's set for both Android as well as the the iPhone I operating systems, whatever that is, for those of us who are computer illiterate, but both phone systems it'll work pretty well on. You just have to search it out. And it gives people a good way to interact with us. You know, we encourage interaction all the time here. You know, education is huge in what we do. We encourage people, you know, contact us, whether it be the phone, whether it be the email, whether it be, you know, walking in the door. But these social media sites are just another way that we can stay connected. And if you have questions, we encourage you, you know, take advantage of these things. Advantage of the educational part, but also the advantage of staying connected with us. If you can engage, if there are certain questions that you have.
Right, we're social creatures. We like to be part of a community. I guess that's what it ties us in with each other.
Absolutely. All right, anything else you can think of before we wind this off here there, Dawn? Or
just a couple little things. We love feedback, so when we post something to Facebook, make a comment or share it with your friends. We really value your feedback. We want to know what you're thinking or what you appreciate. You know, we would like to give you more of what it is that you like. Also, if you want to share a review, we've got other sites, not necessarily social media, but it's always helpful for us and for other people if you share your feelings or your thoughts about us with people that may be needing the same type of services. So places like Angie's List or Locate a Doc. There's a site called Yext. There's also something called Yelp, Doctor's Base. Any one of a number of review sites, you're very welcome to submit what you think of us.
Right. We encourage that. We encourage people to help us out that way so that we can help you out. I mean, that's really what we're trying to do. And kind of we can't really know what you need or want unless you give us that feedback. So we certainly encourage that feedback, and whether it's directly to us or whether it's on a review, we certainly appreciate that. All right. Well, we're going to wind this down here. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good night, everyone.